From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that an affordable housing developer has proposed building three structures in Hudson with a combined total of 85 units in an effort to ease the housing crisis. The buildings will be developed by the Kearney Realty and Development Group in conjunction with the nonprofit Hudson River Housing. The project will consist of 60 mixed-income rental units on Mill Street, 21 mixed-income rental units with additional commercial space on 4th and Warren Street, and a duplex on Rossman Avenue with two attached apartments. The plan was kept under wraps until it was presented to the Hudson Common Council during a special meeting on September 20th. Representatives from Kearney said during the meeting the apartments would be rented at prices deemed affordable to households making between 30 and 110% of the area median income, which in 2022 is equivalent to between $26,000 and $97,600, according to federal data. According to Kearney Vice President Sean Kearney, construction would include green building techniques. The completed units would use geothermal heat and rooftop solar panels. The developers will not apply to the city for tax breaks. Kearney will ask the state that the units be valued according to the income they produce, as opposed to how much they cost to build, which would result in a lower assessed value and lighter taxes. Kearney anticipates his company will be able to submit plans to the city's planning board this winter or by spring, hoping to get ready before the state's deadline for tax credit applications. The developers believe construction would be completed and the units ready to be occupied in the spring of 2024. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that in June, international flights returned to New York's Stewart International Airport. Play Airlines is flying every day to its hub in Iceland, where travelers are able to access dozens of mainland European flights. Alex Minton, the Port Authority's passenger development director, told the Stewart Airport Commission on September 20th that thousands of travelers used the Newburgh Airport in the first month of Play's service. Airport officials said July and August were also, and I quote, very strong months, end quote, for Play Airlines at Stewart. Minton said, and I quote, Play carried over 5,000 passengers between Stewart and destinations throughout Europe. We know that some of the top markets for customers that are traveling between Europe and Stewart and the other direction are not surprisingly are Paris, Dublin, and London. Berlin and Copenhagen are also popular destinations, end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the new Lebanon Central School District is preparing to install a water filtration system to treat drinking water supply at its junior-senior high school to resolve the problem of elevated levels of PFOS. New Lebanon Superintendent Andrew Court announced on January 28th that PFOS levels in the drinking water supply at the school had been measured at 11 parts per trillion, greater than the State Department of Health limit of 10 parts per trillion. The district will begin working with the state and the county on a compliance schedule to reduce the levels of the contaminant. Court wrote, and I quote, The Columbia County Department of Health very recently approved a filtration system that will be attached to the junior-senior high school water supply. This project will cost over $100,000 and will have to be purchased by the district using funds from this year's budget, end quote. Court said, and I quote, The project is currently out for bid and school officials are hopeful that it will start in the coming weeks, end quote. District tests now show the school water supply is testing within average levels of PFOS. Court wrote to district parents, and I quote, Even with lower levels, the district is still required to install an elaborate filtration system to permanently remedy these fluctuating water levels, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that the growing season may be just about over, but as of October 5th, patients who use medical cannabis in New York can grow up to 3 mature and 3 immature plants at home. The announcement comes from the Cannabis Control Board, which approved the final home cultivation rules on September 20th. Anyone without medical certification will need to wait until the state's commercial cannabis marketplace opens to grow at home. That could be later this year or early 2023. In addition to the plants, medical patients can process up to 5 pounds of cultivated cannabis. In New York, medical patients won't be able to sell what they grow, but can give up to 3 ounces of cannabis or 24 grams of concentrated cannabis to another certified patient or caregiver. New York currently has 124,485 registered medical cannabis patients and 3,817 practitioners approved to certify them. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.